Welcome to another episode of Nerdtopia. I'm David Leonard, and today I just thought I'd talk about a little bit of news-wise. The 360 has received a new spring update, which mainly involves the introduction of a new type of format for their DVDs. It's still the same DVD, still the same dual layer, but it's going to include a new kind of software encryption per disc so that they, piracy is more difficult. And this also frees up an extra gigabyte of space on each disc, so the developers have more room to fit more games on and hopefully not have to switch discs like they did with L.A. Noire. Although I think with a big game as big as that is, they would still have to switch discs anyways. Apparently, some of the older 360s, the ones that aren't the new slimline black models, they have issues with this update. And fortunately, Microsoft is recognizing this. If you log into Xbox Live and your system is one of these error-problematic systems that will not recognize these new discs because it's older format, Microsoft will send a new Slim 360 for free. So that's a nice little advantage, little benefit there. In other news, there's a little controversy over Portal 2, which this guy was playing the game with his 10-year-old Asian daughter, adopted. And the reason that this is a controversy is because Wheatley and GLaDOS both make jokes about Chell being adopted, and their parents don't love her, and their parents don't really exist, and they all kinds of different mean things that are a little bit tongue-in-cheek. But the father was apparently outraged by this, and so he called his local TV station and complained about this game, and so they tried to ridicule and mock it and say it's rated E10 and up for everyone, and it's making all these comments that are awkward, and she may or may not understand what they mean. And it's just a game, guys. Give it up. It's just annoying how people try to find any angle they can to insult or mock or downplay any sort of new technology, new things. People said back in the day it was rock and roll, and then it was the internet was causing problems. Now it's video games, violent video games, and now the violence is clearly labeled as just random jokes. It's just ridiculous how things get out of hand, and it was kind of funny because they said they were going to talk to Sony about the game because they had the PS3 version, and Sony said talk to Valve, and Valve said it's just a joke. Get over it. A lot of people make jokes that may offend people. I mean, that's the point of some jokes, but, you just don't take it seriously. It's like you don't take the characters seriously, and the only thing is that when the particular clip that they showed, Wheatley was making the crass remark, and they cut out the part where GLaDOS is defending her. So I think it's kind of annoying the fact that there's still a point-counterpoint in the game that they just look at the one negative point and they just focus on that instead of including the whole story, which, of course, that's mainstream media for you. In other news, Nintendo has announced their Project Cafe. They're going to hopefully officially give more details on June 7th. But as far as we know, the controller has a built-in 6-inch touchscreen, which should be very interesting, especially they already confirmed they're going to send information to it along with the TV, so you can play your entire games or have like separate information. It sounds kind of like the connection between the GameCube and the Game Boy Advance, but a lot cheaper because it's part of the main system instead of being two separate systems connected together. But the annoying thing is, these systems have got to be ridiculously expensive. These controllers had to be at least $70 or $80 to have an HD touchscreen, and some rumors are even having a camera. So a lot of people are saying that they may have either stereoscopic, like they do in the 3DS, that they could introduce 3D to the masses that way, or having a camera do head tracking into 3D that way, which either way would be very impressive, but also very costly. Other reports saying that this new Nintendo HD or Project Cafe is actually going to finally be 1080p, but I'm wondering if that's already too late because the other systems, whatever they call the new Xbox or the PS4, will obviously be using some kind of new technology altogether, and I don't even think they're ready to release them because they're focused on motion sensing technology that Nintendo pioneered pretty much through Sony has their Move and Microsoft has the Kinect. It seems they're going to focus more on that and try to extend the 10-year lifespan of their current consoles. If you like this, send me an email at codemaster2005@gmail.com or drop me a line on Dilbert42 with the Twitter.